Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night, cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Greetings, friends. For those of you that are bonus show subscribers and are enjoying this live for the California AA people, the people out on the West Coast, welcome to an evening taping.
Do you remember way back? This was during my first internship, so it would have been 1992. And you were tasked with covering the last hour of the show. And you came up with Evenings with Mike O'Mara.
And it wasn't it one of those like adult contemporary DJs that's like, it's evenings. I'm Mike O'Mara. Hi.
Yeah.
How are you?
We weren't syndicated yet, so you sort of reconfigured the hot clock so that it was like 10 3-minute segments.
Was it kind of like a Delilah feel?
Yeah, that's what
yes,
I was, a
Delilah. Exactly.
That's exactly.
What
it was like. Hi, Delilah. How are you? So, you know. It's just a good time to relax, get the stress off, and spend some time this evening.
What am I listening to?
You're listening to Evenings with Mike O'Mara. Great to have you along. So the primary reason I think that we're doing this is because Josh Soroka went on the Margaritaville cruise.
Yes.
And I didn't realize it was a Margaritaville cruise.
Well, because we were up in the air. There were a couple cruise options.
Okay.
So we were deciding which
You're
one
not
to
a
go.
Parrot head, though.
No.
Because you
no.
would be the last.
No.
Absolute last person I would ever expect to do that. By the way, I'm enjoying an adult beverage.
You keep pointing to it.
Well, because it's Evenings
with Mike O'Mara.
I had to call their customer support line today when I got home.
The Margaritaville. Did you go on the cruise?
Yes, we did. We went
and you
on
had
the
to
cruise.
Call. You had to call. I have to take these off.
Well, yeah, well, I'll get glasses. To why, but I had to call them, and they immediately put me on hold and started playing some Jimmy Buffett music. I almost hung up just because I've heard enough of it this weekend.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. That's not good. Did they serve the food? Was it? Were you at a table, or did they serve it on a buffet?
Yeah, I forget what they called their buffet, but everything had a name.
Trichinosis?
No.
You said it was a small boat.
It was a small
boat. I'm talking
boat.
Small.
It is the
I'm
smallest
talking
cruise
small.
Ship
I've it could on. Float in a bathtub. I'm talking small.
And I'll tell you what, the first night, I regretted it because I think that captain hit every wave possible.
So a small enough boat where you're feeling the bounce and stuff like
I
that?
I had to walk away from dinner. And had to go lay down on the first night.
No patch? No Dramamine?
No, I took some. I've got some medicine I take. I just took it a little later than I should have that evening.
That is funny because you are like really motivating me never, ever to do that again. I would never
Mike,
do it.
Right here I've got TMOS group cruise info.
Yes.
For us all to go to Margaritaville.
That's not.
That's Mike, just think no, of it. A no cheeseburger. Way. In paradise.
I don't want to go on a boat that you're going to feel the waves.
I know.
Go on a giant boat.
Then go to a hotel.
That was only the first night. Mike, it was fine after that.
Davy Jones's Locker and the Mighty Sea. You want to feel it.
I think we just had to get out of this cold weather.
I can hear the promo now.
Welcome to the Barker
Show. What are you drinking? I got to know.
Jameson's Irish whiskey.
Okay, with no garnish, just ice?
Yeah, just on the rocks. Hmm. Little. I asked Carla. I brought this into the studio, a little DC, a little Diet Coke. Just got out of traffic, by the way, coming up from Happy Valley.
You were out doing your volunteer work over there?
I was doing my charity work today. And by the way, everybody's here now. Now is the official, real, right to the end of January, the official beginning of the season. They're all back from there, whatever.
Right, because they stay in the cold climate for Christmas.
Yes,
and probably
then
New Year's.
Then they get out of there.
And New Year's, and then they linger, and then they all come down here. And
so you're not talking birthday season. This is snowbird season.
Snowbird season. They're all down here, and you got to prepare for it. You got to be aware the things move a little slower. Mm-hmm. You have a tendency to get in back of people that don't know where they're going. And, you know, occasionally you would get somebody who is really, really, really out of it. I mean, like, I don't know how this happened, but I'm leaving the house today.
Right.
And I was running a little bit behind, but not so much that I had to worry about it. And I pull out on my street, which is, it's not Happy Valley Street. It is, Casket Acres.
That's right.
It's 1010 Casket Acres. And
you've never given it an address before.
One of the side streets, a lady comes out. I didn't know it was a lady at the time. I found out afterwards. A lady comes out in a Mustang and what appears to be a rather hefty Mustang, like a Mustang that says, I want to go fast Mustang.
A relatively recent Mustang?
Yeah.
All muscled up, yeah.
It seemed muscled up. And then the Mustang is in front of me going 1 mile an hour. And then the Mustang just stops. 30 feet from the stop sign in the middle of the road. And I don't know what's going on. So I finally wait enough and then I gently go around thinking the person was permanently stopped. And then, of course, that's the rule. They start to roll forward as soon as you start to go around. And when I went around this person, I looked in the driver's side, and it was, do you remember the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Of course.
Where the lady with the bun head is steering up there? Because this lady is 1,000 years old.
In a Mustang like
in
that?
In a hot rockin' Mustang, and it didn't make, and it does not make sense at all. And she was cruising along, and it
do
was
you
just,
think in her day she was hot?
I didn't get a close enough look.
Was it a convertible? You think she got excited at the rental place of, I'm going to Florida, I want a convertible?
I'll never know. Unless I see her again in the neighborhood. It was like the beginning of my day. It was right outside the neighborhood. But taking
you
my
should
kid
have
to,
offered her a piece of candy or something.
Or cake. Or chicken. Fried chicken.
Oh, God. If you had like a two-piece dinner from KFC that you
could
have given her.
If you live in a senior citizen area, just carry a bucket of chicken in your car. It'll get you out of jams.
Hand it out.
It really will.
That's right.
Hand out pieces of chicken. So, listen, I'm sorry. I know you're upset about my dog peeing on your lawn, but who wants a drumstick?
We are even now, my friend.
There you go.
We have no problems between us. Thanks for the slaw.
We will get to Josh's cruise. We will get to a little baseball issue here in the house that was interesting. And we got a lot to cover on the show today. So there's some movie stuff I'd like to talk to you. But I want to start with a rant that is – I want to preface what I'm going to say by saying this is totally without reason.
Okay.
Without rationality. This is just from the gut. And I would like to comment on Championship Sunday in the NFL and the NFL games where between Buffalo and Kansas City and Philadelphia and even our beloved Washington, D.C. team, I don't have a dog in the hunt. You know, right. I'm a Giants fan. You know that's the way it goes. But it's interesting. And, you know, you had one game where it was a blowout, where it was determined that pretty quickly that Washington, the Commanders, were no real match for Philadelphia. And then we move on to the evening game.
Mm-hmm.
And there it is again. How do I say that? Why do I love the NFL and why do I follow the NFL when the ending is always the same?
I know
you
why.
You know, you can talk about parody. You can talk about getting to the show. And yes, this is where rationality leaves. This is where I know I'm not being rational, but I don't have any teams in the game. But I am so up to here, so sick. And I know that I speak for the majority of not just fans in the NFL, but people in general. I am so sick of all of the sameness of Kansas City. I am so sick of the red. I am so sick of their politically incorrect Indian chant that they do, those dumbasses.
Yes, Native American.
I am so sick of it. And by the way, if you're a diehard Kansas City fan, let me just say, I know this is irrational, and I know this is just pure emotion coming out. So I really don't mean it. I really don't.
Well, there's a trace of you that means it, and I know why.
A little bit.
I know
but
why.
But I mean, I know how just based on nothing this is. And this is my first sip. I'm not doing this because I've been drinking.
Mike,
thank you.
You are broken, and that is why you keep coming back to the NFL. It is the best sport to watch on television, but it sucks.
Yeah,
it absolutely sucks.
Taylor Swift, the Kelce brothers, the Indian chant, Philly fans, Nick Sirianni, Bradley Cooper, Buffalo choking, the Manning brothers.
That's
the problem. What?
Once you get past championship season, Super Bowl is not designed for football fans.
No.
It's for pop culture.
It's pop culture, and I'm so sick of the same BS. I'm so sick of seeing I wish I could use the F word. You'll have to tune in.
You can.
You'll have to tune in for the bonus show.
All right.
I'm so sick of every f***ing insurance company with their stupid-ass commercials that aren't funny and aren't creative, but they have more money than Jesus Christ, our Savior, so they just ejaculate dollars into the advertising world. And I'm so, so sick of seeing mouth-breathing Eli Manning. And I'm a Giants fan.
I know.
Jesus.
Mike,
and then, there's Taylor Swift bouncing upside down and hugging again. And the three-peat.
Question, Jesus. Mike.
God, load. What crap.
Now we get 2 weeks of not football talk.
Right.
But will Kelce propose at this year's Super
Bowl?
Yeah,
exactly. It's garbage.
At the others?
It's turned into crap. There's no storyline. It's the same old, same old. And by the way, how much can the bulk of the country relate to that team? Really?
Nobody.
They can't.
Nobody can.
And I got to see Andy Fat-Ass Reed, who, by the way,
Bundle Rooski.
If I can sidetrack here a little bit.
I think we can relate to him a little bit.
If I can have a little sidebar. Can I give you a sidebar, please?
Sure.
Andy Reid, who outcoached Buffalo so totally, is such a, if you really want to look to who it is, usually you say talent, and Patrick Mahomes is a generational talent. Mm-hmm. But when you look at how outcoached, Josh, who's the coach of the – do you know the coach of the Buffalo Bills? I don't know the head coach. I forgot his name.
Isn't it George Halas?
It's Ali Sherman.
Oh, good.
It's Ali Sherman.
It's Sean McDermott.
Oh, okay.
Sean McDermott. Andy Reid's a coach. You're a dumbass. All right? I'm sorry. You are a dumbass. How many times you want to run that stupid-ass tush push? Okay, that doesn't work because Kansas City's too smart for you. I don't know.
They were able to do the tush push that wasn't 4 seconds before the ball was snapped.
Now, can I just say this again that I realize that I am completely irrational here, that this is opinion. And it's opinion, and it probably is not based in any reality.
But I think you speak for most of the country.
I do.
Well, I hope I do. I hope I do. When I say, Josh, the difference between you're
not talking to our producer. You're talking to Josh Allen.
Talking to Josh Allen. Thank you, Ryan.
Okay.
The difference between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes is, when the big game's
come up, when the big games come up and you're expected to play your best today. Smile, you're the twitchy quarterback.
You're
just a little twitchy, Josh. He was just a little twitchy, don't you think? Just a little twitchy. Is he gutsy? Yes. Is he talented? Yes. Is he gritty? Yes. But what he isn't is as calm as the guy that's been there. Patrick Mahomes, who is unflappable, who runs every play with just smoothness, even when he's being, you know, chased by guys that want to throw him into the turf. So we had that. And
Mike,
I
if
guess,
you step back to the commercials, I have a question.
Let's see another picture of Nick Sirianni.
Do you think it's fine form and acceptable to keep putting Sam Elliott in commercials when he can't talk?
I was a veteran, too. I'm a veteran, too. They got pictures.
That's what I keep thinking.
They got the alleged slut. Hold on. I'm a husband first. That's from the movie.
Hell of a send-off for the old man.
Hell of a send-off for the old man.
By the way, that's our favorite Sam Elliott movie, right?
Yes. Yeah.
The Big Lebowski's pretty good when it's like, hey, dude.
He was good. He was good in the most recent Star is Born, too, with Lady Gaga and Bradley
Cooper. Yep, he was good in that. The brother? Is it the older brother?
I think he was the older brother or keeper of the rock star. I don't know exactly. I don't know if they were related.
They got pictures.
Hell of a send-off.
What's the name of the movie? I'm shutting the whole show down because I want to know the name of the movie with the political movie with Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
Where Jeff Bridges do you remember it? Do you remember the name of the movie?
I don't. I'm looking it up right now, as a matter of fact.
God, I want to get it before you get it because I'm just thinking.
Do it.
Oh, my God. First
Mike,
president.
Where is it?
The first. I don't have it. I don't have it.
Is it Roadhouse?
No, it's not Roadhouse.
I'm kidding.
But getting back to.
Is it Lucky Luke?
It's not Lucky Luke.
Luke.
Boy, I'm trying so hard. It's just not there. It's not because it's been so long since. It's an old movie. If that was my world.
The Contender.
The Contender. Thank you.
Thank you, Josh.
2000.
He beat you. He's faster. He's younger. And he will always beat you.
Are you shocked? I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm a dullard.
I wish you were.
We've got Josh.
I really wish you.
They were
also
in The Pretender together.
Oh, that's right. They were in The Pretender.
Or The Pretendant.
So,
Contender, Pretendant, and Big Lebowski.
Now we're going to get to the really irrational part of it.
Okay.
All right? I just feel when we get to this part of the season, Josh, and now it's all lined up for three-peat, that the majority of the country not only doesn't care, but will probably not even care to watch because they don't care so much, because they are so sick of it.
There is animosity online towards the whole sport. Yeah.
But I'm sure, Mike, that you'll be tuning in for Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
It's just the same, same, same. It's the same, same, same. And the rich get richer. And Tom Brady calls the game. And
with his big, big teeth. When it goes to halftime at the Super Bowl.
He's good, though. I want to give Tom Brady a solid here. Tom Brady is better than he was when he started because that's the way Tom Brady rolls.
He's improved.
Tom Brady is a solid analyst. The empty haircut that does the games with him, Burkhardt, that cares more. That MF-er, if I can say this right now, cares more about where that hair is located on his pretty little head than he does about really calling a game. I would urge, is it Kevin Burkhardt? I would urge him to, just check out some video of broadcasters like Nance, Tirico. Check out those performances. Summerall.
Driving me crazy with them when they took a shot in the booth, they had their back to the field. And I'm sure that's a green screen effect.
I like Tony Romo and Jim Nantz.
I think they're the most fun to listen to. But it's just frustrating to think about them not facing the field. And Kerry says, well, maybe they have a TV screen. I said, the whole point of them being there is not to have a TV screen. It's to watch the game.
Watch the game. But they have monitors everywhere. It was just
I think, for most fans of the NFL and most sports fans. And I think, you know, everybody looks in on these championship games. And it was a good game. But did you not feel, Josh, being a Baltimore Ravens fan,
Yep.
having faced these guys, that it's just which way are they going to win this time? How are they going to do it this time?
Yes. And it's... You can't make any mistakes against them. It's the same thing the Ravens did. The Ravens killed themselves. Josh Allen and the Bills killed themselves. You can't give the Chiefs extra opportunities.
Just a drag. And then the same commercials with, you know, with Andy Reid going, scoopity-doo, scoopity-doo, and the room full of Kansas City Chiefs.
That's setting the
Kansas
table, Mike.
Effing city.
Mike, they're setting the table for the Doritos Super Bowl ad. Can you stand it?
God, it's just the season.
That'll be better than the mayonnaise ad with Billy
Crystal. The season of the rich getting richer. It's Ohio State winning the national championship. It's Kansas City going back. It's just middle America conquers all, you know?
Well, don't worry. We'll have baseball season soon.
This is true.
The Dodgers taking everything.
And Scott Boras. And you know what? And Scott Boras, lick my bag. Lick my Irish bag, you dick.
Wow.
You know, let Alex Bregman just hold out until the first day of spring training, you prick. And I just know the Red Sox aren't going to get him. I'm just
That's
so
why you're
depressed.
Already mad. That's why you're already
no,
mad.
No, I really wish there was something to get excited about. And it's like, for those of us that really not only don't care about Kansas City, but really don't like Kansas City anymore, it's the season's over. And so if you're a big NFL fan and you really don't like Kansas City and you're tired of them winning, your season's over now. So because I certainly don't care about the Philadelphia Eagles at all, because they've had the riches too. They've had the big wins.
And it's an ugly, unhappy city. Let's be honest.
It really is. It's like the nastiest East Coast city you could possibly get in.
It truly is.
Baltimore would have been better.
And it's Philadelphia. It's hard to tell if they're celebrating or complaining about a loss. It looks the same out in the streets.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because if they win, they'll be like, yeah, F you! F you!
You see, there was a guy in the streets celebrating with everyone when they won on Sunday night, shooting a gun in the air above the crowd as if bullets don't come down.
That's fun. I mean, that is fun when you shoot
a
bullet in the air. Mike, back to the halftime show. I have a question about the
big
game.
Is this the Super Bowl? Oh,
yes.
Oh, I said the words.
No, we can say it here.
Oh, NFL,
we can say it here because we're
Super Bowl. F you.
So we've got confirmed Kendrick Lamar and SZA. They'll probably bring out a hip country act as well, and maybe a rock and roller. Do you have any predictions?
I predict.
Yes.
And I'm going to try to stand by it. I predict I will be doing something else. I am not. It's not because it's a boycott. It's not because I'm protesting. I believe the right teams won. I believe the best teams won. I really believe that happened. But it's just boring.
So you'll be doing something else during the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Yeah. Sunday night. Yep. You know what? I'll be giving myself a prostate massage.
Oh, no.
A Robert Kraft.
If you get a Robert Kraft prostate massage, first of all, you have to get a blue shirt with a white collar. And then
it's
undo
it. So am I... I just wanted to get to, and really, the Kelce brothers, you know, who are just everywhere.
Have you
the Manning
tuned into
brothers,
late night show?
What's that?
Have you watched this late night show?
No, haven't had the pleasure.
It's not worth it. No.
What is his late night show?
Like it's supposed to be like a Letterman style late night show on ESPN, and it's Jason Kelce.
That's what it matters anymore. It doesn't matter whether you're entertaining at all.
It's just all about him.
Yeah.
I mean, the days of anyone being really entertaining on network TV seem to have gone by. Is there anybody?
We've all gone to podcasts, Mike.
Let's go right down the line.
All right.
With maybe one exception, I think the goofiness of Terry Bradshaw, but I don't think that's anywhere near the absolute brilliance of Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley, who are legitimate. I mean, they were great NBA players, but they make no mistake, they are comedic performers, and it's high
and perfect
art.
Perfect together.
It's high art what they do. There is nothing in the NFL that comes anywhere close. You have boring announcers, you have boring color
and you have boring analysts.
They try
to spice it up with Gronk.
Yeah, who's just
him out
dumb.
He's an idiot.
Who's just dumb and not funny.
He did
funny.
Three shows before he realized he was hired.
It's just not fun.
No,
it's not fun. And you know, the broadcasting side of things would be back in the day when you had people that were funny. You had Howard Cosell and Don Meredith, who
the
was
greatest.
Funny. You had John Madden, who was funny. And, you know, it just doesn't seem to be
you
anymore.
Sam Rosen.
Yeah. Well, you know, now
funny.
It's like you have the pre-game.
Yeah.
You know, with – I can't say. Is there anybody any more dull than that CBS crew?
No.
Is there anything duller than that? I mean,
no.
I thought you had to really work hard to beat the dullness. And I'm talking about not the star power, because they've got star power on Fox, but the dullness of it. So the whole thing is, it hasn't soured me. I'll be waiting to see what my team's going to do.
Sure.
But Josh, you know, being closer to it than I was with your Ravens making a run, how do you feel about it? Because I've said my piece.
Ravens could have beaten the Chiefs.
And it's dull now, right? Isn't it super dull now?
I see someone in the YouTube chat mentioned going to the movies Super Bowl night.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a great night. Great way to spend the night.
I think it's a great idea because it will not move me one iota. I could give two Fs about a three-peat, all right? I really could. I mean, it's like, you know what's great in sports? What's great in sports? Upsets. Upsets. That's why people care about underdog. That's why the term was invented.
Yeah.
Not the guys that have been there and done it.
Ralph Rice said something really great online. As soon as they...
He's a brilliant man, Rob. He's a totally brilliant man.
As soon as the Commanders game was over, and that was sad and hurt, it hurt a lot of people, he posted, and suddenly we're all Bills fans. And that's true, but they were also the underdog. And, you know, and then, so nothing good happened this weekend.
Nothing good happened. So I just had to vent it. I know
it
doesn't matter.
There's no good storyline.
No, you're right.
There's no one person everyone can care about on these teams.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's you know, and the I just wish things had been a little bit different. I really do. I really wish that my dear friend, I think Mr. Cerrito might be texting me right now.
Oh boy,
no, it's another robocall from California. It's another maybe scam likely
scam alert.
So that's it. I got
it's Andy Reid on the phone, Mike.
I said my piece. I just got that out of the way. And since we're ranting, I'd like to read a letter from a listener, if I could, before we go to our first break tonight. All right?
All right.
This letter comes from, I will just call her M.
Okay.
I'm not
going like to
reveal
her. I like hearing
you
say tonight, Mike. I like you say tonight.
Well, this evening, it's great to have you.
I know.
Evenings, the TMOS evenings, where we take your song requests and... Delilah will be joining us a little bit later.
Why, Delilah?
Why? All right. Here's the letter from M. Got this over the weekend, decided I'd read it. Mike, just want to say that I'm frustrated that you seem so apolitical now. Not that I want a political show, but I feel you don't speak up when things need to be said. I feel like you capitulate to the other side so as not to hurt feelings or bring controversy. Things need to be stated. Yesterday I got my letter at HHS. Is that Health and Human Services?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Telling us that we have to report our fellow employees or face consequences. That's a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
The state of the country is dire. Doesn't this seem like 1938? Immigrants, LGBT, trans, women, scientists, books, teachers, all being targeted. Criminals released and threatening retribution. Capitol Police victims being threatened. Fanon, that's the guy with the beard that was, you know, involved in January 6th as a police officer.
Right.
Fanon stating that his mother had feces thrown at her. I remember that story. That's a true story. People need to be educated as to what is happening. A short recognition of this on your program as it goes on is essential. If you see something, say something. I'm not sure the see something, say something, what that would involve, but I'm sharing it. I think it's been a good time for the right. I can share something from the left once in a while.
Sure.
She took the time to, but here's the main reason. Also, I've been listening to you since WAVA days and have been a loyal donor. I am 80 years old. God bless her. And still work in infectious disease at NIH. What do you think is going to be our lifespan of our research if we don't speak up? I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I shared that, because I get scared a little bit. And so I felt it necessary to say that, yeah, I'm quiet. I'm defeated, like a lot of people are defeated. And I have chosen to kind of crawl into a shell, and that's not going to be a permanent state. But I also feel as though I am willing to let the chips fall as they may, because at this point in time, what in the holy hell can I do about it? Yes, can I talk about it? But I've seen
in.
What's that?
It's been 1 week.
It's been 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
And but Josh, it's been 1 week, and we have had the parade of very, very controversial cabinet nominations. And
well,
it's been
I've got a letter here
ongoing.
For you.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No.
So I just thought I'd share that. I understand her. You know, I don't think she was unreasonable. I think she was feeling scared. I think she was feeling threatened. You know, if she's getting letters at her offices from the, from the department she's under saying there will be consequences if you don't report people. A little weird. That's a little weird. And there are people So I think it's important for both the right and the left to keep their eyes open and to monitor the situation, because even people on the right will tell you that the president is volatile. The president is prone to erratic behavior. He is.
Mm-hmm.
And so keep your eyes open. And what I'm doing right now, though, is, we're a week in. I'm sitting by and letting happen. And by the way, you know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to go, hey, did you see the stock market today? Like every Trump supporter did for Biden every time the market went nuts. The market today went bat S down. Horribly down. Lots of factors.
That was stock market. That was a weird China thing.
It was the but that's AI. it wouldn't matter to your team back in the day.
You know what? The 4 years before this, I sat quiet and didn't call everything out. So.
Right. Okay. Well, but I mean, at the same time, I just feel as though a letter like that comes from, if people are going to come in and govern and they've got a certain attitude, the way they want to do it, it's one thing. When you're making wholesale moves of people that were, threatening police people on the Hill, that's a scary thing. And it's scary if you're telling people not to do that. I don't like that.
And I think even people on that side don't agree with everything and every move that's been made.
And would you agree it's a reasonable comment to say, keep your eyes open?
Sure.
If anything's out of line, let people know. I believe you have duly elected. You had Democrats up on that dais sitting there gnashing their teeth inside, but they were there. Unlike him, they were there. So my feeling is good luck. We'll see what. And I don't. I would love to say, ma'am, was I wrong? I'd love to say that. But right now, I'm letting things happen. We'll see what happens.
And keep in mind, it's only been 7 days.
Right.
It's been 1 week.
That was reasonable, wasn't it, Josh?
I am shocked that there's not a bunch of parodies of that today on radio for 1 week of Trump.
Mike, just 1 week. That's all.
It's been 1 week.
That is reasonable. I think that I am tired of people jump into the Nazism and Hitlerism because I think it softens those terms.
I agree.
And soften those words. And to say that people today are being treated like the Jews were treated back then is not, it softens World War II.
I think that the labeling of people as Nazis, and it's done by Vladimir Putin, and it's done by people on the right, and it's done by people on the left, and I think you're absolutely right. I agree. And by the way, I say this to all of you. If you are basing your desire to re-up on the bonus show based on Josh Soroka's politics, I am telling you that Josh rescued this show, came into this world when we were rudderless, and jumped in with very little time, which would have probably been a month or two to get our S together.
Sure.
And Josh hit the ground running and started to do things and help us. And he is a dedicated family man who coaches baseball, loves his family, loves his kids, loves his church, and stay the f*** out of his world. He doesn't sit here like I do and flap his gums every day for half an hour like I do. The show's got my name on it. And his politics are his politics, my politics. We coexist. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you how many times, if Josh and I talk about politics off air, it's usually in joke form.
It's always like
that. It's 100%. Even
it's always like that. Yes. And the guys that I golf with that are those guys too. That doesn't mean I don't feel strongly about the world and the way it is. But I hope that this union that we have here, the United States of America, is strong enough to weather whatever happens.
Well, and I hope it's that way outside of this show.
Yes.
That everything in life, everyone gets along no matter how you vote. And how things go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plus, I've only called ICE once.
What are you
to report
doing?
Your neighbors? Did they get them? Did they kick those doors in, Josh?
Not yet. They're busy in Chicago.
Those people. And I get the left's hate, and I get the right's hate, and I share hatred. I don't talk about it. There's so many things I piss me off and I hate. But I have chosen to do what I do on this show. It's much more fun to talk about the NFL. And it's much more fun to talk about wonderful products. Because products, aren't products fun, Rob?
They're the best. And products make things possible, Mike. That's what I love.
I hold in my hand.
You wish you had a knife in that drawer now, don't you?
No, look what I have.
What is that?
A screwdriver.
I prepared. It is a Phillips head mini screwdriver, which works
perfectly.
There are
so many better tools than that for that job.
Oh, God! Oh, God! I've cut the dickens out of my nipple. No.
You know I have many sharp things at my desk, but you know it would take care of that tape. The lighter.
No, that's a very... No. I've done that, Rob. I've done that with garments.
And Garmal?
It's a very slippery slope.
I'm waiting for that windscreen to just catch on fire one of these days.
I have a spare.
By the way, let me check my windscreen. Wow. Mike's been brushing his teeth regularly. Wow.
Mine smells.
That's a man. Do you remember, Rob, when we used to work in a community studio?
Yeah, isn't it nice to have your own mic not shared?
It really is.
I don't know why.
By the way, that doesn't smell good because I'm the only one using it. It smells good because I don't have like gross breath. Thank you.
Mine smells like curry.
I wouldn't want to use yours.
Oh, sure. Mike, I would love to use yours.
I used to stand next to you in the studio.
Yeah.
A couple of times. But you floss now.
Yeah, so and you know good. What? You didn't stand that much.
All right. No, I didn't. No, I sat with my feet up. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. So plastic wrap inside the cardboard.
Look at that.
Nice.
Luke, I am your father.
No.
That's a radio trick right there. You're altering your voice using physical
but
properties.
You need metal. Yeah. This is the official TMOS Loud Cup. Oh, this is beautiful.
I like the white.
Look at that.
Oh, that looks sharp.
That looks good.
Look at that. Yeah.
Check this out, Mike. Here's the red.
Oh, you got your red one. Rob, did you get a black one?
Mike, classic black. red on black.
Look
logo.
At this. Is there a commercial in the body of the show for these?
Tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow.
Oh, good. Tomorrow okay, is. So we're not.
This is a value added, Mike. And is yours plenty loud like mine is?
On the count of three, let's all hit them. One-a, a two-a, a three-a. Go Kansas City.
There it is.
Mike, right. This is my Andy Reid loud cut.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back. We got the round table. And yes, I'm a journalist too. We have Carl. I wouldn't mind a little topper offer if you're listening. We'll take a break and we will come back with the round table, which is really another word for the news,
right?
That I have Mike, for you.
Promo here too.
You can eat. Promo here. Promo. Jim Amato, promo.
The latest
promo.
Bonus show is packed with questions and observations about scary vampires. Ooh.
Who's the bald guy with the fingers?
He's a Dracula and he hangs out with a Frankenstein.
Ballpark food, hon.
Pretzel bites with cheese.
That's a snack.
And loving on the human body.
Do you find that one of your ears gets dirtier than the other?
Well, how much are you going to pee and poo in one day? I mean, it's 11 hours.
The TMOS Bonus Show is the engine that powers America. Your support keeps the comedy flowing. This week is your last chance to get a yearly subscription. Go online, subscribe, and get laughing now at MikeOmeraShow.com.
You are officially amazing.
Wow. Well, that's interesting. Hey, what was your favorite childhood memory? I'm sorry, memory?
Stop it.
Caught on film or videotape? Do you have an easy way to watch it or share it with friends and family? Or post it to share? Probably not. Lucky for you, we found a solution. Legacy Box.
Love it.
There's the Legacy Box. That's what it looks like right there. Mm-hmm. Put all your stuff in it, your tapes, your your DVDs,
pictures.
You know, anything you want.
Yep.
Anything you want. Legacy Box makes it easy to check this important task off your to-do list. It's like magic. And by going to legacybox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy 50% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. Legacy Box is a simple and safe way to digitize treasured videotapes.
Look at that. There's something to remember.
The waitress just came in. Hey, what are you doing later?
Stop.
Sorry.
You know, Mike, about Legacy Box, I think a lot of people misunderstand this. Once you get your Legacy Box, you don't have to send it back right away.
Uh-huh.
You can actually buy it and then send it back when you're ready. But by buying it in advance, you secure this great deal. So, you know, if you're thinking about it in the future, grab it now. Save some dollars. Back to Mike.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Mike.
All right, man, this is the way you want to do it. You know, get all those memories that are good, like Josh leading a conga line down the Lido deck to escape the pirates during his Bahamian adventure. So exciting, and now saved forever. Kick off the new year by rescuing your family's most cherished memories that haven't been watched or enjoyed in years. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 50%. Buy today. Send it in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS. That's legacybox.com/TMOS. Do it.
You're being silly.
I'm in a silly mood. I like this time tonight.
Silly Rooski.
I'm kind of glad I made it through the horrific traffic, so I'm very, very happy about that. It's official. I'll give it to you one last time, and then that's it.
All
Taylor
right.
Swift is going back to the Super Bowl. And she's bringing the Kansas City Chiefs with her. KC squeaked out a win, shocker, against the Buffalo Bills, 32-29. They won again.
Shocking.
Yay. That means they have a shot at becoming the first NFL team to win three straight championships. Whoop-de-doo. They have to get past, by the way, Kansas City Chiefs fans right now listening to us, and we have them.
Sure.
How pissed do you think they are at me? Do you think they're like turbo
No, their attitude right now? Right now is we'll show him.
Well, they have to get past the Philadelphia Eagles. Wonder if that'll happen. Who smoked the Washington Commanders 55-23.
Yeah, a lot of those points came late. It was a game for a while.
Well, at least the refs didn't have to give the Eagles any extra points.
No, the refs were more balanced than they normally. As you set resolutions for 2025, consider how learning a new language can enrich your life, whether through travel, career advancement, or cultural appreciation. Learning a new language can help you connect with others and explore new cultures. Here's a great idea. Learn a language as a fulfilling New Year's resolution. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users. They offer 25 languages like Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. Plus, Rosetta Stone has no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. You pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value. This is a lifetime membership. You can keep learning from now until forever. Start the new year off with a resolution you can reach. Today, Mike O'Mara Show listeners can take advantage of this New Year's special of Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today and do it right now. People are busy. And between work and home and everyday tasks, who has the time to stress about website security? What you need is Kinsta. Kinsta takes care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and unmatched human-only customer support. No matter what your business is, Kinsta makes managing your website easy and efficient, so you can spend your time on what matters most. Kinsta also gives you complete peace of mind by ensuring that your WordPress sites are always online, secure, and performing at their best. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from any other hosting provider, so you won't experience any downtime. So, big guy, are you ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit KINSTA.com to get this limited-time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Two.
Yeah.
The
first down, late in the game, the first down.
No, there was a penalty where the refs came out and said that if the player on the Commanders does it again, they will award points to the Eagles.
Yeah, they kept getting offsides.
Hold on, my kid just ran in here. What?
Are we talking football?
We're talking football.
Can I join?
Yeah, you can join in. Come on over here. Yeah, come on in. We'll talk football for a second. He said, can I join? He wants to come in and
join.
They
had the ball on the 1 yard line and they kept committing offsides, and all they could do was go half the distance to the goal.
I know.
And the refs got so frustrated, and I don't know anyone who has ever heard of this rule before.
No,
that if they penalized again, they can award points.
Yeah, when it was down at the goal line. They can because they were screwing up, because they were jumping offside in order to prevent them from scoring, so that's why they have.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if they went ahead and went offsides and they awarded 1 point?
That's funny. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Say hi. You want to get your headphones on? Where are they? They're in here somewhere. You want to find them?
Do you think it would have been a 7-point award, Josh? 6 with an extra point?
No, don't pull my headphone out.
Given them the touchdown. Like they moved into it.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right.
Say hi to the boys.
Hello.
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 Godson.
How are you?
Never better. You?
Good.
Super.
So are we talking football or what?
We've already established that.
How happy are you about the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles going to Super Bowl 59?
I'm not pleased.
Yeah, kind of boring, right?
It's like I hate both teams, so it's pretty boring.
Gun to your head. I hate to use the phrase, but you have to pick someone to root for. Who do you pick? Who do you pick? Chiefs or the Eagles?
Well, here's the thing.
All right, thank you. Here's the thing.
The Eagles are in our division, but it just I don't have the heart to ever root for the Chiefs. I had this debate at school with my friend today.
Yeah.
And he convinced me just go. He, even though he hates the Eagles too, he said I'd have to root for the Eagles.
I'd have to. I think if I had to make a choice, I'd have to go with the Eagles as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Sure. I hate the idea of the three-peat.
Yeah,
I think that should be taken away from them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say before you leave quickly?
The Josh Allen can never get it done against the Chiefs.
Ooh, wow. Strong words for Mr. Cerrito.
But is he the MVP?
Is he going to be the MVP of the league?
Well, I don't know his stats, though. Like,
he's about 6'2".
No.
Handsome.
Like passing yards, touchdowns.
And... Oh, okay. I don't know those stats.
Yeah, don't listen to Valerie, okay?
Okay.
All right, very good.
Hey, yeah, that's
Josh
a new
Allen
one.
Is actually 6'5", 238. Researched that the other day.
How about that? How about that? He just pulls it out of his mind, his beautiful mind, his beautiful high honors mind.
You know what he should do, Mike? He should figure out what that movie was with Sam
Elliott. What's the glaze? You're saying that a lot. What's the glaze mean? Like you're blowing smoke up somebody's butt? Like you're complimenting somebody? You're glazing them? Okay.
It doesn't have to do with Jay Glazer?
There he goes. There he is. That's my kid. Super Bowl 59 goes down Sunday, February 9th at Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. Kendrick Lamar headlining the halftime show. Uh-huh. FYI, the Eagles and Chiefs played each other in Super Bowl 57. And
what?
Surprise! The Chiefs won 38-35. Another one
yes.
was 30-something victory. Mm-hmm. So there you go. There.
I remember every moment of that game.
By the way, no longer Irish whiskey. We have a flagon of Whistle Pig.
Jesus, that's like $40 worth of Whistle Pig in that glass.
How about that? Yeah. A new documentary.
It's suddenly becoming a cocktail hour.
Well, yeah, I don't miss it. It's a 6 o'clock taping. And we're going to be back here early tomorrow morning. And, you know what you're going to get then, too.
We hope. Right? Yeah, you won't be silly tomorrow.
Right.
No, I probably won't.
Right, if you're late tomorrow, it's your fault.
Okay. A new documentary just aired at the Sundance Film Festival called Pee-wee as Himself.
Pee-wee.
It features the final interviews with Paul Rubens, who died in 2023, and it unveils this not-so-shocking revelation. Yeah, it's not shocking. Pee-wee was gay!
What?
Yeah. In fact, a man he was dating early in his career named Guy. Hi, Guy! Had certain vocal tics that inspired the way the Pee-wee character spoke.
What guy do you think it was? Do you think it was Guy Williams who played Zorro?
I'm ready for my massage, Pee-wee.
Stop it.
Rubens was actually out until his career started taking off. He said, quote, I was out of the closet and then I went back in the closet. I wasn't pursuing the Paul Rubens career. I was pursuing the Pee-wee Herman career. My career would have absolutely suffered if I was openly gay. It would have. I believe him.
Yeah, especially in that era,
The kids show wouldn't have happened.
Right?
No, you're right.
But over the course of his career, Rubens had, quote, many, many secret relationships. He added, quote, I hid behind an alter ego. I spent my entire adult life hiding. I was a huge weed head. I was secretive about my...
That surprises me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was secretive about my sexuality, even to my friends, out of self-hatred or self-preservation. I was conflicted about sexuality, but fame was way more complicated. Mm-hmm. Rubens also addresses his scandals in the movie, saying, quote, more than anything, the reason I wanted to make a documentary was to let people see who I really am and how painful and difficult it was to be labeled something that I wasn't. Remember that when he was in the theater and got caught like...
Yeah,
right?
That was 87.
With the trench coat and the popcorn or whatever.
It's so sad because I really, really love him as a performer. And I'll go back and look at his stuff and my mind reels. And I had tickets to see him that were postponed because of COVID, and then he passed away. So I never got a chance to see him live, which is a
Rubens actually stopped cooperating with the filmmakers over his 2001 arrest for alleged child pornography because he was worried about how it would be covered. The charge was eventually dropped, but he later changed his mind about the documentary and sent the filmmakers a final audio message. Throughout the filming, though, he never told the crew about the cancer that would eventually kill him. So it's wow. Sad life, really, when you think about it. Sad life, but one of the all-time
great
for
legacy.
Adults and
great
for
legacy.
Kids. One of the funniest movies ever made, in my humble opinion. Really, really hysterical. Jesse Eisenberg played Lex Luthor in Batman versus Superman and Mark Zuckerberg in The Social Network. So maybe he's the right guy to ask how he feels about the rise of tech billionaires in America. Bill Maher just did that on Friday's episode of Real Time, and here's what Jesse had to say.
Are they saying that because he played Lex Luthor, who in the story is a tech millionaire, he knows about it?
I think it's more Mark Zuckerberg in The Social
I would
Network.
Hope so, that they're not citing about. Lex Luthor.
But here's the Jesse quote. And by the way, he was Mark Zuckerberg in that movie. I mean, in The Social Network, he was fantastic. He says, quote, "I look at it from a very specific perspective, which is, if you're so rich and powerful, why are you not just spending your days doing good things for the world?" He added, quote, "You know, I married a woman who's like this amazing activist. All she thinks about all day is, how can I help the people who are most in need? So when I watch these incredible powerful people, these incredibly powerful people, I just think, why are you not spending your day helping people? Why are you getting mired into this weird stuff and taking privacy concerns away, hurting people who are already hurting, marginalized people? That's Jesse Eisenberg saying that.
Well, I don't like him particularly as a performer, but I think he makes a decent point there.
I think it's a decent point. I don't like him. I think, don't you get the impression, and this has nothing to do with what he's saying, that when you see him, that he's not just playing a snarky character, he's kind of snarky himself?
Oh, watch
right?
him on any talk show. He's murder.
100%,
he
right?
He is talk show killer, right?
I agree. Yeah. Well, you know how it goes. The theater advertises a movie start time is 7 p.m., and you make sure you're in your seat, popcorn and drink in hand at 7, and then you get assaulted by ads for cars, M&M's, upcoming primetime TV shows.
Soda pop.
Followed by that notice to silence your phone and visually locate the exit, blah, blah, blah. And then the previews start. By the time the actual movie starts, it's like 20 after, 7:30. Mm-hmm. Your popcorn's half gone. Well, a Connecticut state senator named Martin Looney. Your father's in togas. A loony. He's a loony, loony, loony. He calls this an abuse of people's time. And he has introduced a bill that would make theaters list the actual start time of the movie you're paying to see. I'm down with it.
I love when lawmakers get focused on something that really affects them. he got irritated about this and went home and wrote this up.
I love it. I love the fact that we have that roll up to the film. I want that stuff.
But I love knowing exactly when it starts, so you could really, if you were running late, you could say, we're okay, we're going to, the movie
so
starts
at 7:20. So they still would have the stuff, but the movie would have a hard start.
Oh, yeah, you still let them do all the BS they want.
Because I like to embarrass my children by yelling out the word mix-ups in the theater as loud as I can.
But he introduced a bill that would actually make theaters, excuse me, that was my first real.
It might not
actually
have been the
make
first.
Theaters let you know what start time the movie you're paying to see will actually begin. The theater owner in Stamford pointed out these are challenging times for movie houses, and they rely on those ads for revenue, making it easier for people to skip those ads. I don't look at it that way. I look at it like, we're going to be late for the movie. Can we still go see it? That's what we base it on. Mm-hmm. We don't base it on we have to sit through those ads. Never. I would never do that. I'd love to be in my seat early, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I look at it. Yeah. So companies are less likely to.
I can do without Paddington in Peru. That's a preview I don't need to see again.
Is Hugh Grant in it? Is he going to be in it?
Hugh Grant is not in it.
I don't know if I'm down with Paddington. A Florida man finally, in his 40s, just landed himself in a medical journal after his crazy diet turned his hands, feet, and elbows a light orange color.
No.
They diagnosed him with something called xanthelasma.
Yep.
I don't think it has anything to do with breathing. It's when your cholesterol gets so high, fat starts building up under your skin. It causes yellow or orange deposits, usually around your eyes, but it can happen anywhere on your body. So what was he eating? He told them that he'd followed an extreme carnivore diet for 8 months.
Oh, gross.
And was only eating hamburger meat, cheese, and full sticks of butter.
Oh, God. Ugh.
He told them he'd lost some weight and was feeling really good.
I bet.
But when they checked his cholesterol, it was over 1,000.
Oh, no. No wonder he was losing weight. He was dying.
Anything above 200 is bad. Yeah. They didn't say how he's doing now. There's no update. He is fully employed. He works at an Orange Julius.
No, he doesn't.
Nah, he works part-time as a traffic cone. There you go. That's a little joke. We'll take a break. When we come back, more fun, more thrills. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. And I have a flagon in my hands. And we're late, which is what we usually are when that happens. And Loud cup. We'll be right back with you. So, is this you? Hi, I'm a consumer, and I love great coffee, but I can't stand staying up all night because of the caffeine. What's a girl to do?
Wah!
And scene.
Perfect read.
Well, your problems are over, thanks to Savarista. Savarista Coffee offers premium craft decaf and half-calf blends with bold flavors, ethically sourced beans, and natural decaffeination. Plus, it's small batch, roasted for exceptional taste. You will definitely find your perfect blend at Savarista.com. This is unlike any decaf you've ever tried. Savarista delivers a flavorful coffee experience without compromise. So, whether you're cutting back on caffeine or seeking incredible coffee anytime,
yes,
Savarista is the perfect choice. Head over to Savarista.com and treat yourself to Savarista. And make sure you use the promo code TMOS for 25% off. 25% off with the code TMOS at Savarista.com. We earn a commission when you use the code. So please do get yourself. You want a little decaf that's really tastes like coffee? Go to Savarista.
You know what's amazing at Savarista? They also have half calf. So that's if you cool. want some calf.
Yeah, a little bit, right?
Yeah.
A little bit. I think that's
brilliant.
Very, very cool.
It's brilliant, and the stuff is amazing. So
Josh Soroka, Margaritaville Cruise, yeah. 3-day cruise that you went on. Is that what you did?
What was it? Three nights. Friday to Monday morning. And I'll tell you, I've been on other cruises.
Yes.
This one was fine. It was good. It was okay. Where it takes a step down compared to other cruises is the food quality.
See, that's the first thing I was going to ask you.
And that's one of the main things about a cruise.
Right, is the food.
Yep.
So,
was it cafeteria-style food?
They had a fine dining restaurant for dinner.
Okay.
That's an upcharge, right?
No, that was not.
By the way, you could make money if you opened something in St. Augustine. Josh Soroka's Fine Dining. With an apostrophe after the end.
Right.
And think of the money you'd save on the sign. Yeah, a G is expensive. An apostrophe, they're giving them away.
See, the first thing I was going to ask you, Josh, was the food. And you're telling me that the food sucks.
The food in the cafeteria area for like lunch was just not that great. They did have their whole cheeseburger in paradise. Cheeseburger bar. That was okay.
And how were the
burgers?
I mean, really.
The burgers were
obviously,
fine.
Were the burgers?
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
They were good. They were probably
I had a burger
food.
Recently.
They were probably the best food on the ship.
I had a cheap burger recently, and it was underdone. And it's about the worst thing I've ever eaten. It was just because, were they at least cooked through?
It was cooked all the way through.
Okay.
When you hit the buffet line,
yes.
It was more general. Did it remind you of some of your days in your prayer camps? Where they feed dozens and dozens and dozens of kids?
No, this food was a lot better than those.
Okay, good.
This is not camp food. It was decent. It was.
Was
just
there
not
dessert
a
fair?
Selection.
Was it just you and your bride?
Yes.
That went on this. Was there decent dessert fare at least?
The desserts were okay. Yes.
Was it a lot of cake?
Again, cakes and
Like
yeah,
eclairs.
It was a lot of cakes, brownies. Oh.
Were you allowed to use the soft serve machine by yourself?
No, they have someone there operating it for you.
Do they put Jimmy's on it?
They do not, and they don't even. I saw.
Did they have real ice cream? You're dealing with two fatties here, so get ready to be barraged. Rob and I will pepper you with questions.
It was a soft serve ice cream machine. I did not partake in the ice cream, but I watched as two separate occasions. I watched an old, different old man get mad at the ice cream guy because their machine would not twist vanilla and chocolate together.
Oh, there's
so they just had vanilla or chocolate.
Or chocolate. And what the guy would do is he would put half of it on chocolate and then vanilla on top.
That's
and
not the same thing.
The old man
should
go
but it's not. It's also not something you should expect because it's a specialty ice soft serve ice cream when you have a machine that
it's
can do that.
It's pretty general, I think, Mike.
No, I think it's
two flavors and a mixed third spigot in the middle. I think it is.
No, I think you have to have get it at a Costco. Specialty machine that does it.
Yes. Well,
if you're going to wrap them, it has to be a different machine, Rob.
Yeah, but you need – but I'm saying it's not uncommon. It sounds to me like
I didn't
Jimmy
mean
cheaped
it was,
out.
I didn't – what I meant was it's not something that is mandatory
okay,
for
no,
soft serve ice cream.
You're right.
But
yeah,
I will
chocolate
say,
and vanilla.
I've never seen a machine that has both and not the middle knob to twist them.
Yeah. And then that's then it becomes an issue of choosing which of the two flavors. Vanilla is almost always one. Chocolate is good, but you know what? Orange. And then you get like the Coors Brothers sort of dreamsicle cone. And that's
did they have margaritas there? Were the margaritas good?
I did not partake in the
did your wife
drinks.
Have a margarita?
We did not.
Oh, you guys are teetotalers, I forget. Or sort of teetotalers, right?
They don't drink much.
I don't like to spend that money on the cruise ship.
Oh, is, so you don't get...
Drinks,
so,
you
okay,
buy,
so,
you
so
buy,
let's
like,
go
a
back.
Package or
let's
something.
Let's backtrack. What so was included in the cruise?
So I upgraded myself to the VIP package.
Must be nice.
Yeah. Well, and that was to turn on. I didn't realize I did that until it was Rob. The deal to get internet on the ship. And to get early access on the ship and to be the first people off the ship.
That's huge.
I
and
do that.
Coming back on a Monday morning, I wanted to be off that ship right at 8 a.m. And ready to go.
As far as the other patrons,
yes.
was it a well-populated trip?
It was. I think it was probably half full. It was okay. Not that full
that's
of
good.
A ship.
Which that's
was
good. Great. Right,
it's interesting going between the different cruise lines and the different type of clientele. This was a lot more. It was clear it was a weekend cruise.
It was cheap. It was
cheap. It was cheap. It was a cheap one.
Did and you see was, anyone who seemed to be really dedicated to the Margaritaville lifestyle, like Hawaiian shirts or straw hats?
Pretty much anyone over the age of 50 was in a Hawaiian shirt and some captain hats. And
living
the they were there because it said Margaritaville on it.
This is another big question for me. And you don't get this on any cruise ship, really.
Yeah.
You really don't. Were there any attractive people on the cruise?
No.
Men or
women? No.
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 Yeah.
No.
Slam dunk on that cruise.
I think Josh is attractive. So there was one.
There was one. I agree with you. Port of calls. What were the ports of call?
Oh, only one port of call, Nassau.
Nassau. So
sure.
It's basically a trip. To,
yeah.
And, good
and
news,
one day,
Mike.
And one day where they just parked the boat in the middle of the ocean.
And that's nice, too. Yeah. Mike, the good thing about Nassau is Nassau's going funky. So I'm sure he had a great time in
how
the
long? How long did you get to get off the ship in Nassau?
Well, we had
20
all day.
Minutes.
We had all day. I think we got
did
off.
Did you gamble?
I got gambled on the ship.
Okay.
In Nassau, we got off for about an hour, and then we went back to the ship.
Were there tenders, or could you just get off on the dock?
Tinder?
No, got off on the dock.
It's not that kind of cruise, Rob.
Well, you don't
you
know.
Horny devil.
No,
Tinder. Swipe right.
Don't you mean tender?
I thought it was tenders.
No, it's tender.
It's a tender.
It's a tender, you mollet head.
A mollet head I am.
Mallet head. So
that's better, Mike. Yeah.
You really thought it was a tender?
I thought it was.
Yeah, you just.
Why did you think it was
pass.
A tender? It tends to the ship.
Well, Mike, now I know.
How do you know it didn't tend to the ship?
Good answer, Rob.
What What do you want me to say?
I just think sometimes I you know, for a magna cum laude student, sometimes I'm amazed at your lack of knowledge on certain things.
It's a horrible school. You know that.
Tender, yeah, it's a tender, and it goes along with not only cruise ships.
Were the burgers tender?
Now, I'll tell you.
Tender, juicy, and delicious. It really surprises me that you didn't know that.
The cruise was a lot of fun. It's good. It's easier to come on here and complain about the lack of food and everything.
As far as far as blowing a weekend,
it was perfect.
It was fine.
Our goal was rest, and that's what we did. We rested. We spent time in the spa, got massages, read books.
So just chill.
Like a book and a half, just chill, just hang out.
Did the masseuse look like Jimmy Buffett?
You know what the mistake I made with the masseuse?
What's that?
Is that they had a buy one, get one deal.
Sure.
And so we
the
did.
The masseuse looked like Jimmy Buffett now. It'd be oh, like a Halloween problem. Cruise.
That would be bad. So you did a buy one, get one?
We did a buy one, get one and said, sure, we can make it a couples massage and be in the same room.
Yeah.
The problem is,
Carl and I did a couples massage.
Yeah. I've done it with Carrie. Yeah.
I loved it. It's fun. It's a good thing to do.
The problem is our masseuses were making the loudest noises. There was nothing relaxing.
What do you mean? What do you mean noises?
Doors opening and closing. cluttering with stuff.
Excuse me.
Moving up and down. It was one of the worst massages I have ever had.
Oh no! Really? You gotta speak up.
Can you take more pressure?
Normally, when I go get a massage, they focus on one part of the body at a time and move around.
Yeah,
they do. Let me ask this question.
This person went all over, like ADHD.
All over.
Yeah, like
prostate?
ADHD.
Yeah.
Nope, didn't flip me. One-sided.
Let me ask this. Oh, so you did the front?
No, back.
Oh, the back.
Sorry,
oh.
Mr. Frost.
I prefer a massage, Mike, that you know when it's over.
Well, it has a definite ending. Moving, that was fine.
when Jimmy Buffett says to me, we're done.
So on a scale.
I had one major problem with the cruise ship. And it was good enough and entertaining enough for the weekend that I did go look into group rates.
Because okay.
I think that would be fun, yeah.
Because for the show, probably be cheaper than that place in Vegas we don't want to go back to.
Right.
No, yeah, I agree.
And it's got a casino. It's got lots of dining and lots of spaces to hang out. So I think I
looked, can you price compare though? And like
of course.
Find other options.
Of course.
Are you familiar with the Veendom?
But
hi, I'm Gordon Liddy. I will be on the SS Veendom.
But if you remember, I paid extra to get off the boat before everyone.
Yes.
What do you think? We would put 200 to 500 people on a cruise.
Yeah.
I think. Realistically, the people that would spend the money to go on a cruise. And by the way, if you're a cruiser and you're listening to this discussion right now, Josh will take your suggestions and we'll work with you.
Nothing longer than a weekend.
It would be like a 3-dayer.
Yeah. That's 3-night at most.
Right.
Maybe 5. And then Mike and I can offer massages. Only the back.
But my problem.
Rob does the back, I do the front.
The reason I was on with their support today is because I paid extra to get off the boat before everyone.
Now, a question, without revealing any hard numbers, how much percentage-wise?
Oh, I'll tell you.
Okay, go ahead. Oh,
the cruise was $99.
What?
Yes. Now,
99, $100?
Yes. You then have to pay taxes.
Which, so, $120.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Wow. Okay, right. Keep adding.
So the cruise for two people, it was like $500.
Oh, okay. That's a 3-day cruise.
That's 3 nights. Yeah,
was it 99
nights.
A night for your
room? Total.
Total. Okay.
Where does the $500 come in? Where does it go? $400 more than
$99 a person.
Okay,
$99 a person.
Okay, so that's $200
plus taxes. $250.
Yeah, it's like $125.
And then what's the upcharge?
Well, you're up to $450 now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then I purchased the package with internet and get on early and get off early.
Is that one package or two packages?
That was one package for like $170.
That's the VIP
the internet
experience.
Package?
Yeah. Internet with get on and get off early.
I probably pop for that.
I jumped for it because I wanted to test out the internet and I want to get off the ship. It's Monday morning. Kelly works.
Okay, so let's say 500 beans for the cruise. Worth it?
No, totally worth it. We'll do it again.
Okay.
But here's the problem. I paid to get off early. I get out of my room before they even make the announcement that we've gotten to the dock that we've been cleared to get off.
Right.
I go out and the lobby is just full of people. So I go up to them and say, hey, I've got this VIP bracelet. It's supposed to get me off first.
Yeah.
They say, oh, we can't do anything. If people want to get off, I can't stop them.
Oh,
you get your money back. You get your money back.
That's what I called, and they are investigating the problem, whatever that means.
Investigating.
Mm. Investigating.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you – you give it a thumbs up. I'm not going to make you grade it.
We'll give it
a 7.
It's a 6-7 as far as compared to other cruise ships. Others, I'll probably try a different brand for a weekend cruise.
Please do, because the Margarita not going to happen.
I did a little internet research on the Margaritaville cruise, Mike. It has the reputation of being the worst boat in the ocean. But the guy who sailed on it said, and I quote, not that bad.
Now, not that bad. And all cruises are not that bad.
Rob,
cruises
you might be interested.
Suck.
Teachers and a guest cruise for free.
Teachers and guests?
Hey, Carrie's a teacher. Guest.
Rob?
Yes.
Rob will do that. Rob would love to do that.
Yes, I'll even pretend to be a teacher.
Yeah, they just make you pay the taxes and port fees, apparently.
So, like, if you went down
now,
to visit your dad,
yeah.
and you and Carrie wanted to do a little thing, you know, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Now,
will we have to go together? Can we make that be two tickets?
I'm the one drinking. I'm managing the time. We have to take a break. We're taking a break right now. Is there one last final word, Josh, on the cruise?
It's perfectly fine. Margaritaville. It didn't sink. It was parked next to the Disney Cruise Line, and it was half the size of the other boat.
Well, Rob, I think, may have invented this, and it usually involves a bowl. It was a big bowl. Rob, it was a big bowl of what?
Okay.
We'll be right back,
everybody. Mike, it was not unattractive.
Little show and tell for you when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. But first, I want to tell you about this program being sponsored by our dear friends at Liquid IV. Remember, whatever you do, do it your own way with extraordinary hydration from Liquid IV. Powered by Live Hydroscience, Liquid IV helps you break the mold with flavors like their new Hydration Multiplier Sugar-Free Raspberry Lemonade, a bright zero-sugar flavor combining notes of ripe, freshly picked raspberries and citrusy. Yes, he's been drinking. Citrusy, zesty lemon. Flippin' amazing. You know that I love Liquid IV. You see me drink it every day. Out of my Pizza Hut red cup.
Mike, that cup is not red.
It's the best. It keeps me going, whether you get regular or sugar-free. You can choose from about a million flavors. Plus, 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, 8 essential vitamins and nutrients, and always non-GMO. Vegan.
GMO, Mike.
Gluten-free.
Yes.
Wo ist der Gluten.
My
dairy, yes.
Nicht gluten.
Ich bin einen gluten.
Nein.
Dairy free and soy free.
Yes.
Don't think you don't need it. The dry air of winter will dehydrate you before you know it. Liquid IV to the rescue. Sprinkle it on my toast, which I never, ever burn. Tear poor, live more.
No Excelsior?
Excelsior. Live more Liquid IV. Embrace your rituals with extraordinary hydration from Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Rob.
Mike.
Do you remember when I played my recipe lady and we actually use her laka?
Yeah, of course.
And do you remember that... All I would see of this lady when she would make her wonderful recipes, one that I made last week for the family, which was absolutely delicious.
Cheeseburger in paradise?
No, it was beef stroganoff. Stroganoff.
That's usually a meal for one, isn't it?
You ever think maybe I should do this with every show?
No.
You ever think maybe?
No,
okay.
I don't.
That's a 6 o'clock taping. I had traffic.
It's a special thing.
The lady is, she was captivating, and I never really knew what she looked like,
right,
other than she just had a really nice way, and you heard little children in the background playing.
Liked it.
And she would make great recipes. And the video properties, like the editing and the way she was shot with the – it was really, really nicely done. And I liked her. Well, lo and behold, about a month ago, up on her website pops the face of the woman who's Laka.
Really? And I thought, wild, because it seemed to me, and I watched a few of her videos too, that they purposely did not show her face.
Thought the same thing. And
right.
Would you be interested to get a look at our, I guess, German Laka? It's Essen Recipes, which is German for eat.
Yeah.
So it's Essen. Would you like to get a look at our lovely lady? Josh, why don't we play a clip of the lady?
Sauces. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
She should be showing her face always.
I know.
She's making some sort of garlic chicken thigh.
Pretty delicious.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Is it true that she makes the most hateful recipes on the internet?
Stop it. Don't make a Nazi joke.
I'm not.
I hope we get one more shot of her. Do we get one more shot of her, Josh? Or you probably
don't. I don't know.
All I have is a picture of her from the cruise.
Doesn't that look good, though? Oh, she's frying rice. Man, that looks yummy. Come on, show her one more time, please. Please show her. Yeah!
Laka.
Yeah! There she is!
Mike, that did not disappoint.
Thank you. Let's take a break again. Thank you. That's how
you want to?
That's how I fill time. I manage time beautifully, ladies and gentlemen.
Sure.
We'll come back with... What? Are we running super late?
Well, kind of. But, I mean, we'll be...
No, we're going to be
fine.
On time.
We're
right on... Yeah. What are you talking about?
How are we late?
We're not late.
Well, why'd you say it?
It's just our brakes aren't falling where they normally fall. That's all. That's fine.
No, this is our last break before you do your stuff, right?
Exactly. Then I will do my stuff.
No, I'm confused because I really
You're
have
fine.
Had a couple of adult
time
beverages.
Time is fine.
Time is liquid, Mike. It's
but,
fine.
But, I mean, did I do the... This is the last commercial coming
up,
correct?
Yes, and you caught up good with the...
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, we ran late. Don't. It's tough enough for me to do this.
Unless watch Rob's planning two segments of videos.
What's that?
Maybe Rob's planning a second segment of videos.
I don't know what's wrong with him. You know what? Who knows?
I should
listen
be in
up.
Bed.
What?
I should be in bed. 7:30.
It's late. He's got weird energy tonight. He does. And I have it now because I'm, you know, halfway through Whistlepig. Listen up, beautiful. Dermglow Skin celebrates new beginnings. What are your aspirations for 2025? Dermglow Skin and Carla are here to empower you. Whether you resolve to lose 1 pound or 100, even 200 pounds, Carla is dedicated to guiding you. Let Dermglow Skin be your partner for all your peptide needs. Explore semaglutide, tirzepatide, and somorolin, B12, NAD+, synapsin, glutathione, PT151. These are peptides and the most amazing variety of skincare products as well, all delivered to your doorstep. You can experience the comfort of transformation from your own home. Even better, Carla's always there to support you. Her email inbox never closes. Visit dermglowskin.com and discover the weight management and peptides button. I am Mike O'Mara, and now that I've lost the weight and maximized my epidermal beauty, it's time that I let you in on a little secret. I am actually 102 years old.
What?
But you'd never know.
No.
Thanks to Carla. And yes, America. I love you. Now go in peace. So, Rob, I know I was behind, but I mean, I did catch up, correct?
Yeah, you're fine. Everything is fine. Everything is fine.
All right,
but we do have beautiful video.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Cherry time.
Uh-oh, ring that Beatles bell.
Listen up. This is the XM Nation.
60s on 6.
XM Radio. Another hour of music.
Canceled my subscription today.
You canceled your XM?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you did last week.
No, well, last week, yeah. It went, yeah, last week. Not this week. I did.
Did they endeavor to keep you around? Did they offer you crazy deals? Yeah, but
I've learned from the best. You just say, not interested, don't want to be upsold. Nope, thank you, we're done.
All right, Mike, without XM, that'll free up your evening. You can watch tonight on NBC television, and I believe it'll be on Peacock tomorrow. No, I'm not talking about Happy's Place. I think that if you watch it on Peacock, you're not going to get all the music. But I'm actually pretty excited about this.
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
Sorry, something slipped.
That's fine. I've been excited about this special ever since they announced it. You know, this is the 50th season of Saturday Night Live. For the first time, I believe, they're doing a special featuring the musical guests.
Ladies,
ladies, ladies,
ladies,
ladies,
ladies,
ladies,
ladies,
ladies,
ladies,
ladies,
ladies,
ladies,
ladies, ladies.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are so lucky tonight.
Carly XCX.
Prince.
LL Cool J.
Adele.
Public Enemy.
Bob Dylan.
Willie Nelson.
Bad Bunny.
Live from New York.
SNL has served as a time capsule through the decades for America.
To me, it was the most iconic American television show of all time.
You don't know what's going to happen until 11:30 p.m.
It's the tightrope walk. They want to see you dangle. They don't want to see you fall.
Lauren called on Wednesday. We had to fly to New York that night.
Things are constantly changing.
We're going to change you here. We're going to change you there.
You have to run from the music schedule. You're covered in sweat and change.
The first time we came to Saturday Night Live, I was absolutely terrified.
Doesn't that look cool?
It does, and for those of you that might be a little burned on Saturday Night Live, I know the people, Rob, that didn't grow up with it like I did are a little crispy on Saturday Night Live right now because I think that, it's a little overdone, but you can't ignore the musical guests that were iconic.
Oh,
however,
I
will tell you that growing up with it, and I'm the elder statesman here, I was there in high school when it was born. I was the guy going home on Saturday night with my friends sitting in front of the TV watching it. And I will tell you, for a good chunk of those shows, the musical guests were irrelevant.
You're right. You're right.
You wanted to get right back to the funny. And
but
I
after
think that
50
was
seasons of, say, 20 episodes a season, that leaves you with
thousand. You get amazing guests. I don't know, and I'll ask you this. I don't know if you get amazing performances.
Sometimes you do. Sometimes
but
you don't. Well, like it depends on the construction of the band. For example, I think it was Ashley Simpson who unfortunately revealed she was lip syncing.
Yeah.
And then also they performed live, but the Spice Girls were a disaster.
Yeah.
I mean, they just couldn't
do it.
Yeah,
so you get a lot of that because it's live TV and it doesn't always work, but it's still kind of cool to look. I certainly would be interested to look.
I love that they have sort of opened the doors on Saturday Night Live more because it was a very secret sort of operation until the late Tom Shales wrote his book Live from New York.
Right.
And it sort of opened it up now. And Lorne seems.
God, I forgot the late Tom Shales.
Sad.
That.
I missed him.
Okay.
But Lorne, you know, seems to be a little more open. Of course, Lorne is 100 now, so why not?
You know, Lorne's squeezing every drop out of the turnip.
And it's to praise himself. They're not opening the door up. It's not an external documentary crew.
It's a circle jerk.
No, it is. It is. You're right. But I like finding out about this stuff.
Well, one of the things you've done since I, you know, stopped. You've been loyal. You've looked in on every single episode.
This week was a good episode.
Okay.
This week was a good episode.
All right. Well, and I like the way we do it now. With it's kind of like highlights of a ball game that I don't want to watch.
Yeah.
True. You don't think for a moment I'm still staying up on Saturday night. I watch.
No,
it
but
Peacock
I mean, I think
day.
It's there's still some good stuff.
Yeah.
And it holds up.
I think, Mike, you might relate to this lady who was called by her son's school to come in with a trash bag. Now, does your son have a locker at his school?
Yes.
Okay, just make sure he keeps it clean.
Son's school emailed me and told me that he needed to come to school with a trash bag because his locker was so full he could not shut his locker door. I had to show you guys what was in his locker because if I did not film it, I feel like nobody would believe me. He's 12. This is not what I wanted to show you. After we get past the clothes,
of course, lots of clothes.
Not one, but two TV remotes, a rotten apple, a headset, The school supplies that I just bought kid. Him would be in his locker. My personal favorite, the reason why I'm making this video.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to pause this.
Is that Nicolas Cage?
Yeah. It's a circular golden frame with Nick Cage as Shrek in it. And this was at the school that he had to clean out of his locker.
You don't love people when you watch this.
I love it.
That's fantastic.
And Mike, it was so cold.
It was so cold.
You have to ask me.
How cold was it?
That this guy, when he was stopped by police, for I believe he was in a fight, his pants got sort of lowered during the activity of the fight. And when the police had him lay down on the pavement, I would say the worst possible thing that could freeze to the pavement froze to the pavement.
This is awesome entertainment for the
drink on the job.
I know, it was a joke. His full
They're having to help him get up.
Oh, his wiener.
Yes. And Mike, the
so he peed himself, and then his wiener got stuck to the pavement.
I think just the moisture.
What happened? I don't know what happened.
I think the body heat, I think, melted the ice, and then it refroze while he was laying there.
Yeah. So this is why you have to make sure you keep your pants up when you're in a fight. But the good news is that guy with the frozen penis, he will be on the Saturday Night Live special tonight.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you West Coasters enjoyed it, you bonus show subscribers. By the way, we still have plenty of loud cups, not really plenty of mugs.
Okay, get them while you can.
And nine Super Bowl squares left.
Nine Super Bowl squares. So, hey, at least when you don't give a rat's ass about the game, gambling makes everything better.
It truly
Remember
do.
That.
It do.
Fantastic show, guys. Thank you so much. We appreciate you all checking in with us. Don't forget, subscribe to our bonus content. Buy our wonderful stuff like our brand new loud cups. Look at those, ladies and gentlemen. And all the other wonderful things we have for you. We'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning with another show.
See you in 12 hours.
You. Looking forward to it.
I bet you are.
Not. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
It's just liquor. That's all it is.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
It is all fun and games until someone gets herpes.
Why don't you love me?
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.